And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We're going to be very animal-themed here today, and that's because this is typically the day we speak with members of the Kansas State University Veterinary Medical Center. And today we've got Dr. Beth Davis, Professor and Department Head of Clinical Services and Interim Director of the Veterinary Health Center. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a nice day out there, although a little chilly, and that time of year, it's very cold on the animals here. We're going to talk maybe a little bit about that going forward and how you should care for your animals during the wintertime. But wanted to start off the program here today, talk a little bit about the health center and some of the services that you guys offer there.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it is. It's a little bit seasonal right now. We are a full-service teaching hospital at the Veterinary Health Center. And so we provide services, what we call primary care. So those services that all animals should receive annually for both small and large animal patients. We also provide specialty services. So those services that are more advanced, just like if you or I need to go to a specialist, say, for cardiology evaluation or for oncology services, internal medicine. We have a variety of different specialty services as well.
Talk about the uniqueness of having a veterinary health center here in Manhattan, because I don't know if there's a whole lot of them in the region.
Right. So, I mean, the primary mission of Kansas State University as a land-grant institution was really to provide service and education for the members of the state. And so the teaching hospital really falls in line with that mission of providing veterinary services along with education. So our senior students are rotating through those clinical rotations while we provide services for community members and even regional members. And so as a specialty hospital, we are a little bit unique. There are certainly other specialty hospitals, predominantly in the Kansas City area and down in Wichita, as far as those specialty services.
And you work on a wide variety of animals. It doesn't, you know, from the small to the very large.
Absolutely. We have small animal services, medicine and surgery, as well as the others that I mentioned. We also see exotic patients, large animal, both on the equine side as well as on the livestock side, predominantly large ruminants as well as some small ruminants.
All right. You mentioned the primary goal here is teaching. And so the opportunity here for a lot of the students at the hospital, then they're getting to see firsthand and work on animals have a variety of different issues.
That's exactly right. It is our primary mission is to train veterinary students, and that is our goal. It's a professional program, a four-year curriculum, and so in the senior year of that curriculum, for 12 months, our students are rotating through the different services. We often like to refer to what our students are doing in that senior year. They are working with living, breathing textbooks, if you will. So each case is going to provide a unique learning opportunity. They're paired and working with senior clinicians as well as graduate veterinarians who are often interns or residents in advanced training following graduation and earning their DVM.
Approximately how many students do you have in the program right now?
Right. So our class size is currently 117 students. We did increase by 5 students this year. So the first 3 years have 112 students. Our first year students, we do have a class of 117 students.
Wow. It's fascinating to me because, you know, the hospital, I drive by it all the time, and I just, it looks like a normal hospital. It just treats animals, but, you know, it's fascinating just to see the magnitude that it plays here in our community.
We appreciate the opportunity to train our students and to be able to help community members, help keep their animals healthy and treat problems as they arise. Absolutely. It is a really wonderful place to work and a wonderful place to train the next generation of veterinarians.
And you have something called the Shelter Medicine Program there. I want to talk a little bit about that and what all that entails.
Yeah, the Shelter Medicine Program is just so special. It started in 2015, and really it has kind of two primary missions. Obviously, student training is absolutely core to what we do, but we also recognize that we want to provide services to people as well as services to animals. And so there's a need in our country and even in other parts of the world where unowned animals sometimes need help in order to improve adoptability of those animals. And one of the important components is sterilization procedures, so spaying and neuter. And I think most people recognize the importance of spaying and neutering animals. And so our shelter medicine program is focused on providing veterinary services for partner organizations. We currently have about 24 partner organizations, which are municipal and not-for-profit shelters that do not have veterinarians on staff, on site. And so we go and we take our truck and trailer, which some may have seen in the parade on Friday evening, but we take a group of students, usually three students out, and we will provide surgical services as well as medical or consultation services to those partner shelter organizations to improve the adoptability of those animals.
That's such a neat service because, you know, for an animal shelter, that might cost thousands of dollars, but you have students that need the training and are able to provide that to them.
That's right. And so through our partnerships and through some grants that we have, as well as gifting opportunities, we work closely with K-State Foundation and the development officers, but we do have the ability to provide these services at no cost for those shelter organizations. Again, these are our partners. And the cost to them is that they provide the students lunch the days that we are there.
Wow. Well, that's cool. And it's always nice to have a free lunch.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, as far as the animal shelter here, yeah, the T. Russell Rice Animal Shelter, I know that there's been quite an extensive partnership, and that's just one of the many that you mentioned.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's something that has developed and it continues to grow. We are absolutely thrilled to partner with T. Russell Rice. Gives an opportunity, again, very locally for our students to be able to help improve the adoptability of those animals, to provide consultation and medical recommendations for those animals. As I mentioned, in our teaching hospital, we have graduate veterinarians that are doing advanced training. We have an intern that is focusing on shelter medicine training, and he spends quite a bit of his time at the shelter, so on site at the shelter here locally.
What are some of the primary things that you see with, especially with shelter pets when they come in? Diseases or sicknesses that they might come in with.
Right. And that's making sure that the animals are as healthy as possible is something we want to ensure. And again, improving the adoptability of those animals. But there are contagious infectious diseases that they sometimes will develop. But having really good oversight at the level of the shelter, as well as with veterinary services to make recommendations on how to improve the quality of life for those animals, treat those conditions that we can treat, and try to help them recover from those diseases before they are adopted out. But certainly things like respiratory disease and sometimes other contagious diseases do develop. But that's where that consultation component of our clinicians, we have two senior clinicians that lead the program, and those clinicians working with the staff members at the shelters, with the staff members of the shelter here locally at T. Russell Rice, to identify those that are ill, manage them, and get them healthy as quickly as possible.
So it might be a good note here if you see an animal that doesn't belong to somebody and just kind of running wild and they need to look like they may need to be adopted, bring them out to the shelter. They're going to be taken care of, and they're going to be checked up to see if they can definitely be adopted.
Well, absolutely. And especially if animals are found locally, it's important to get them to the shelter because that's how they're most likely to get reunited with their owners. And that's exactly what we want to do. But in situations where they may be relinquished or not have an owner, it's a great place for them to develop, to become, to get sterilized if necessary, to be as healthy as possible, and hopefully to find a forever home where they're going to really improve the quality of life for the people around them.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Beth Davis, professor and department head of clinical services and interim director of the Veterinary Health Center here in Manhattan. We're going to take a break, come back with more on In Focus after this. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.